TheRadioAntenna.com. Is a long time. It's even longer when you're waiting. That's how long Hobart has waited for a brand new commercial radio station. Times have changed since 1937.
We have pleasure in introducing the captain of the Australian 11, Don Bradman, the man of the moment.
It has been a marvellous series.
Oh, the times they are changing.
And that as a result, Australia is also at war.
This was their finest hour.
Many hands, many skills have been put to the task of fashioning what is Tasmania's and Australia's first small city television station.
As the shooting, Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate.
On February the 8th, the day after the bushfires, there was very little left in this area at all. But today, constructions are going on all around us.
It's one small step for man.
Then within about 30 seconds, I would say, the whole bridge collapsed.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor General.
I'm living in the 17th Street, eating fake food under plastic trees. My face gets dirty just walking around. I need another pill to calm me down.
The king of rock and roll, 42-year-old Elvis Presley, suddenly died of what doctors believe was respiratory failure this afternoon.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
And there goes the gun. Australia has done it. Australia has won the America's Cup. I can't believe it.
People oughtn't be confused. It's simply a case, really, of a flooding of the Franklin River or no dams, and people are going to write no dams on the ballot paper without ticking either box as an expression of their strong belief in this issue, and the Premier will have to take notice of the will of the people.
Radio has changed too.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
With eight of the hits, a preview of a hit to be, and a flashback to a hit of yesterday, we present Jim Gussie and the ABC Dance Band in Australia's only live artist hit parade.
This is the Australian Broadcasting Commission, and it's going bald.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Hi, hello, everybody.
And already, the 90s has heralded true change worldwide.
No sooner had news of the border openings been broadcast on East German television than thousands gathered at Checkpoint Charlie demanding to be let across to the west.
The tide is turning.
And after spending the best part of his life in South Africa's prison system, Mr. Nelson Mandela is finally a free man.
The tide is turning.
In an historic political move, the Labor Party will now join forces with the state's five Green independents to form government in what will be known as the Labor-Green Accord.
Well, Hobart, the waiting's over.
There's a new kid in town.
Your brand new FM station has arrived. Good times and great rock and roll. 100.9 Hobart's Triple T FM. Reflecting the past, celebrating the present, defining the future.
Shortly, we return with a very special live event to launch Hobart into good times and great rock and roll. Thanks to Coca-Cola.
TheRadioAntenna.com.